BBC Radio Australia.
That is right. If we cannot police our waters, you know, for illegal boats, this is all illegal trade of drugs that are coming from South America. The major route to come to Australia and Asia and come through Pacific countries, including PNG, Solomon Islands, and Fiji. And people are in penises and plenty of all this little illegal drug line here, and all Fiji will catch him all. Solomon Islands mean harm to us. But PNG, we have one incident, if I can recall. Only come also along Milne Bay. Milne Bay, too, you look in where we border with Solomon Islands. There is nothing out there, just open sea. I was there in 2013, me looking all islands, all the troubling islands stop here. And all months will stop, you know, travel sea. It's a major shipping route to you. Or ship Australia and others will come across the USA and the like shipping route too. So it's open to illegal movement of drugs very easily because we don't police those areas too. And I can say, we can talk also, so we saw Captain Molina of Fiji, PNG, only come going and people know only one. We don't have enough surveillance know-how.
Now, one of the sample solutions to this big play everywhere, Papua New Guinea, to this time long, this industry long.
Because I really know the situation at PNG, Indonesian border. It's a putty one blood checkpoint, low border upside, now putty some blood boat, speed boats, now fund that area every year. No land can work in patrol, will go come every week, 24/7. The moment we have our presence, all this will happen. All line will not come. They know that we have our presence there. All will not come. So we're going to reduce that by 90% or more. That's how to solve the problem at the PNG Institute. Now, Lord, not up here. I think we need more surveillance, probably boats or maybe satellites. Or before, I think you must hire Muslim or Israel. I think all the kind of technology, helping me blow along. So, you know, I think using satellites to track those illegal fishing boats. But it never went through for some strange reason. So now everything is still open now for, you know, all illegal fishing, that kind of stuff. So we just have to, the open sea here, yeah, it's really sad. Open sea is really sad. It's anyone can just come and steal the fish and take off anytime they want. So we just have to beef up the surveillance infrastructure, probably more patrol boats. I would say if we can have like 10 minimum, then we can police that area between Jayapura, border, one time Indonesia, go to Solo Palau, go to FSM, and come to Solo Bougainville. That's a huge area. So we can do that all the way down to Solomon Islands. So if those boats can really patrol those areas, then at least we can control the movement of all illegal activities. Right now, the minister, I must have a triple boat online and give him. So all the two places are upside that one time only, but that's the southern part. I mean, that's what I had. So you cannot do much with those three boats. It's very true. It's very, very sad. But you know, sorry. All the stories there, there's a boat becomes the RLC, blow all, steal him over the fish, blow all over something, and all go back in. But it's sorry, this you know, good story. We lost our sovereignty through this kind of activities. And if it's basically getting about 1 billion kinaya from tuna money, how they use it, they're just mismanaging. That's a big problem there because the CEO is not a fishery man. So all local abusive tuna money stop now. They're not even trying to protect the very source of the income. Can you believe that? I can have your building, or can't get no glass houses. Now, but Migulong, Kupiano, yellow last year, working research from Crocodile. Man, old sample, old nice house through, building, no happen. Let me ask him online. I'm asking him online there, all the NFA build. My goodness, what kind of priority is that? It's all mismanaged. Mismanagement destroying this fisheries industry in this country. That's the bottom line.